Hey, this is Norman, and welcome to Walk the Dog Wednesday. Today I'm going to use some of the things I'm learning from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and apply them to the Christian life, and the overall theme is get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I don't know about you, you've probably had some difficult situations in life, I know I have, and how do you deal with those? Well, one of the things that Jiu-Jitsu teaches is that you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You're going to be in situations that you don't really enjoy, you don't like, you're not happy about. You need to learn to endure them because this too will pass. So learning to deal with the difficult situations, lessons from BJJ number one. First lesson, it's temporary. You know, it doesn't really matter what situation you face, what you're going through in this life, it will be temporary. It won't last forever. It may last until the end of this life, but it won't go into eternity. So it is temporary. Jiu-Jitsu teaches, you know, you have a 5-minute match, and in the middle of that, you may find yourself in a situation where, you know, someone has you in a headlock, or someone has you in a position where you're very, very uncomfortable, twisted into a weird position, and you don't enjoy it, but you learn to get through it. You learn that you can endure. This position, this discomfort, is temporary. And one of the things that you have to learn to do jiu-jitsu is you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable being in a position that's not relaxed, laying out on your recliner. you get used to these positions where you're not maybe where you'd like to be. You're stuck. But you recognize it's temporary. At worst, you have a 5-minute match and the bell will ring and you can get up and start again. Well, in this life, most of the things that we really struggle with are temporary. Many of the problems that we face are temporary. They will end even in this life. But there are health issues and different things that many of us face that will go to the end of your life. I have neuralgia in around my right eye socket. So it means I have occasional pain and issues that can't really be fixed. You know, it's nerve damage. There's not take a medicine, it'll go away, or take a nap and you'll be better next week. It's not going to go away. I may have better days and worse days, but it will be there until the end of my life. But my life has an end to it. It's temporary. And then we go into eternity, and the one thing that I can be sure of is that I'm not going to take this into eternity. I'm not going to have this eye pain forever. I might have it until the end of this life. So even that is temporary, and you can learn to deal with those things that are temporary. Most of the time, the problems that we find ourselves really frustrated with are much shorter term. Maybe it's a temporary financial strain, or you have a cold or a sickness that is treatable and you can see an end, but it may be long term, or you need a surgery and you're going to have the rehab and all the things afterward, and it's temporary. We need to learn to handle difficult situations with grace, with patience, and part of that is recognizing that it is temporary. I need to be comfortable with a little discomfort now and then. The second thing to learn from jiu-jitsu is that there are often creative solutions to our problems. One of the evidences that there is a God is creation. And you see, even looking at leaves, you know, I studied horticulture, so looked at a lot of leaves in my time. And you even look at one aspect of a leaf, just the shape of a leaf. You know, there are round leaves, there are oblong leaves, there are leaves that are sharply pointed. There are leaves with 5 fingers or 3 fingers. There are leaves that are all different shapes. Even on one tree, no 2 leaves are exactly the same. Some are a little bit different size. They're broadly the same shape, but they're different sizes. There are all these variations, and that's just in the shape of the leaf. When you look at other things like the thickness, or some leaves have small hairs on them, other ones are very smooth. The color is different. There's so much variation just in the leaves of a plant. God is incredibly creative, and you see that in all of creation. And the fact that man is a creative being is part of the evidence that we are created in the image of God. That creativity is part of the image of God. So when you face difficult situations, you should apply that God-given creativity to your situation and say, is there a way for me to change my situation? Is there something I need to do differently? Are there different resources that I have? Often, in the problems that we face, whether it's in your marriage or with your kids or at work and different relationships that you have, often we can change our approach and we can really make differences, particularly in relationships. Many people have relationship issues and they keep doing the same thing over and over again. Well, one really good way to change your relationships is to change your behavior. You can't change the other person, but you can change the way that you approach them. And to be creative and approach people in a different way will change your relationship with them. So use your God-given creativity and apply it to the problems that you face in life. In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you see two people who are basically playing a chess match with their bodies. They're applying different techniques and counter techniques. They're looking to solve a riddle, how to get past the guard, how to get a submission. They both have different goals, and they both have different options. But one of the things that they are doing is applying their creativity. They're both applying it maybe into a different angle, in a different way. And even two people that play jiu-jitsu, they have different styles. They've been creative in how they use their gifts, their strength, their flexibility, and apply it to the game of jiu-jitsu. So when you face problems, look at the options that you have. Consider creative solutions. How can you take a negative and turn it into a positive? Another one is very similar to number one, it's temporary, is it may hurt, but it usually doesn't kill you. You do face pain. There's emotional pain, there's physical pain, there's all kinds of pain that we face. But we learn a lot from pain. God uses that often to teach us something about ourselves. Maybe it's that we're stronger than we think we are. Maybe he teaches us something about him, that he is there with us in the midst of that. So it may hurt, but it usually doesn't kill us. We come out the other side a different person, and the pain is often part of that lesson. So in jiu-jitsu, you have pain, but it may be temporary. It may only last for a couple of seconds when someone has an arm bar and you tap and they let go, and you learn something. You learn something about your opponent, you learn something about yourself, you learn some humility. We learn lessons through pain. So the fact that it may hurt but it doesn't kill you is a good lesson that we need to recognize when we apply our thought processes to different lessons and different problems that we face in life. The last one is in jiu-jitsu, you don't lose. You either win or you learn. If you win, well, you won. You get your hand raised at the end. If the other person catches you in a submission and you have to tap out, you learn something. Maybe the process of him getting into that position, you saw a mistake that you made. You saw an opening, but you weren't quick enough. You learned something about your game. Maybe you realized that you need to practice a little more, a certain kind of posture or a certain movement, but you learn something. So you don't ever really lose if you learn something. All of the problems that we face in life are very, very similar in that if you learn from your situation, there's a positive that comes out of it. Every situation may not be awesome for you. You may not be excited to face every trial that you face, but if you learn something, they're not all negative. And God teaches us a lot of lessons through the trials of life. We learn endurance, we learn patience, we build our faith through trials. It's part of the reason why this whole summary of today's thought is get comfortable being uncomfortable. Be willing to put yourself in an uncomfortable position so that you have the opportunity to learn the lessons that come from being in that uncomfortable situation. Many people would say that sharing the gospel is one of the most uncomfortable things they do. They're very maybe private, or they feel like they're not very confident, they're not very knowledgeable, so they're very uncomfortable even sharing the gospel with a friend. why are they so uncomfortable? Well, that's maybe a different question, but the fact that they're uncomfortable is true. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you become. Many people, as they train for ministry and begin to maybe lead a Bible study or to preach or to lead a small group, in the beginning particularly, they're very, very uncomfortable, not quite sure of themselves. But the more they do it, they get comfortable with that little bit of tension and discomfort. It's something that you learn as you apply effort and practice to that skill. And many things in life are that way. We need to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. We need to learn that there are lessons that come from our discomfort, from the trials that we face. They're temporary. We need to be creative as we look at how to solve them, how to learn from them, recognize that the pain that comes from our difficult situations probably is not going to kill us, but it does give us a very, very good opportunity to learn. So I don't know what problems you're facing today, but I pray that you will be comfortable being uncomfortable.